This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM U29 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. No answers yet as to why a Delta Airlines plane out of Minneapolis crash-landed upside down at Toronto Pearson Airport Monday. The airport's fire chief, Todd Aiken.
The runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions.
All 76 passengers and four crew managed to get out of the plane alive, at least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries non-life-threatening. A federal judge in Washington denying a request to temporarily bar individuals associated with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive student loan records maintained by the Department of Education. And sources say the top official at the Social Security Administration stepped down after a clash with Musk. And they were seeking the DOGE team access to an internal data system which includes sensitive personal information of Americans. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the death toll has risen to 12 after flooding from torrential rains in his state and another powerful storm sweeping across much of the country this week. This is ABC News. Good news for the people of Earth. An asteroid 7 years away might not hit our planet. The bad news, it might smash into our nearest cosmic neighbor.
NASA scientists have increased the likelihood that an asteroid called 2024 YR4 will collide with the Earth in 2032. The thing's about the size of an office building and could take out a city if it makes a direct hit. And chances are now 2.3% that it will, still not very high. There's also a slight possibility that 2024 YR4 will hit the moon instead. Researchers believe such an impact would be visible from Earth.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum says she wants to Google to fully restore the name of the Gulf of Mexico on Google Maps, or she's going to file a lawsuit. President Trump had renamed the body of water the Gulf of America, but U.S. naming rights only go a few miles into the Gulf, where territorial waters and an international body must first approve the name change. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this This will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrien Brody for his performance in The Brutalist. Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora. And in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Amelia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory until 10 a.m. Tuesday. In the overnight, mostly clear skies with lows between 15 and 20 below. Wind chills nearing 30 below with a northwest breeze. Sunshine and mid-single digits on Tuesday. Right now, it's 8 below.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers will be here for a little Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll preview Governor Evers' budget address. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Has Donald Trump become the master king of the Senate? Sidney Blumenthal, you know, the fellow who was a longtime Clinton family friend and advisor. It was his emails with Hillary that got leaked back in the day by the Russians that started the whole, oh, my God, her server kerfuffle and all that kind of stuff. Anyhow, he wrote an op-ed for The Guardian, theguardian.com this morning. And in it, he's pointing out that before Elon Musk, you know, started decimating the federal government, Donald Trump came for the United States Senate. And that Trump's mission, according to Blumenthal, his job, as it were, his goal, was specifically to, what would the proper word be? Castrate the Senate, put shock collars on them. I'm using kind of veterinary terms here, but to establish his dominance over Republican senators. Now the Democratic senators, by and large, are standing up to him. There have been a few exceptions, of course, but by and large, it's the Republican senators. And it would only take three or four Republican senators to blow up an awful lot of what Trump is trying to do, particularly with his putting unqualified people into office. But, you know, what Sidney Blumenthal is pointing out is that the unqualified people was part of the plan. This was Donald Trump's way of saying to United States senators, to Republican senators, I can do the most outrageous stuff, and you guys are just going to have to rubber stamp it. Because I got a billionaire here who will fund your primary challenge, and you will be out of politics, I guarantee that. So if you want to continue to have the power and prestige and income and financial opportunities, given that it's not illegal to trade on insider information for senators, if you want to continue to have all that stuff, you have to allow me to do these just absolutely outrageous things to America. Let's put somebody who loves Vladimir Putin in charge of our spy agencies. Let's put somebody who thinks that vaccines cause autism in charge of our vaccine programs. Vaccines don't cause autism, by the way. Let's put somebody in charge of our FBI who wants to destroy the FBI. I mean, this is. You know, let's put a drunk in charge of the military. Now there's a word that when Hegseth was over in Europe for the security conference that he was drinking bourbon. Now, you know, the White House was saying, no, that was just water, but it was kind of brown water. And now some of Hegseth's defenders are saying, well, maybe it was just iced tea, and maybe it was. Who knows? But he's, according to some folks, seemed to be slurring his words. I mean, you know, we've got an alcoholic as a Secretary of Defense. Let's just own this. But Sidney Blumenthal points out, he says, Trump's opportunity to crush the Senate appeared at once, you know, with the confirmation hearings. He writes, the Senator John Tower of Texas, very much a member of the club of his day, but a drunken sexual harasser of the old school, groping in elevators, was exposed when George H.W. Bush nominated him as Secretary of Defense, and he dropped out. But shame in the Trump orbit is as antiquated a notion as virtue. The patent unfitness of Trump's nominees put the senators on the spot, writes Sidney Blumenthal. And, you know, he then tells this kind of tragic story of Joni Ernst, you know, who kind of had a modicum of integrity and was standing up for soldiers and for women in the military. And then, you know, Trump threatened her. Elon Musk ran some ads in Iowa suggesting that, you know, if she didn't go along, she was going to have some problems. And suddenly, Joni Ernst is rolling over for Elon Musk down on her knees in front of him and Donald Trump. I mean, all of them are bowing to Trump. All of them have assumed submissive postures relative to Trump, all of the Republicans in the Senate. This is a very dangerous thing, you know, with the exception of Mitch McConnell now, who's not going to be running for re-election. You would think that at least one or two of them would put the country ahead of their own personal politics, but no, they're Republicans. I mean, that's why people go into Republican politics to begin with. It's a grift. It's a con. It's a scam. The whole GOP thing, you know, for the last 40 years has just been, we're here for the rich people. And by the way, the rich people treat us very well. Thank you very much. Just ask Clarence Thomas. Meanwhile, Bill Browder is a kind of famous thorn in the side to he's a businessman, American businessman, financier, a thorn in the side to Vladimir Putin. It was somebody who was working with or representing Bill Browder, who was named Magnitsky, after whom the Magnitsky Act was, you know, named. The, you know, basically, let's keep an eye on Putin here. So anyhow, he came out and he said, you know, number one, Trump made Putin very, very happy last week, thanks to our concessions on the war in Ukraine, basically saying, no, Ukraine is not going to get their land back, and no, Ukraine is not going to get NATO protection. And so now this is what Bill Browder said. He would say, I'd say they're dancing a jig right now in the Kremlin. They were supposed to win this war in 3 days. They've lost 850,000 soldiers. They spent hundreds of billions of dollars, and they didn't know when and how this is going to resolve itself. And then all of a sudden, it looks like it's going to resolve itself in their favor. This is just like sort of a gift from the gods to Vladimir Putin. Yeah. You think? And Trump saying he's going to solve this war in 24 hours. Right. Meanwhile, people working in the Veterans Administration, mostly veterans in Georgia, say that they were betrayed by the Trump administration and by former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins. Doug Collins was just confirmed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and he's overseeing, apparently, the deconstruction of Atlanta's VA healthcare system. WSB-TV, this is the big channel out of Atlanta we used to watch when I was a kid, or when we lived in Atlanta. We were in our 20s. But in a Thursday press release, he said more than 1,000 layoffs would save $93 million a year. Right? This is $93 million a year with 1,000 layoffs at the Veterans Administration. So that's $93 million a year that can be directed toward tax cuts for billionaires, which is, you know, far more important. This one guy who's been working for the VA for 12 years, yeah, although he just moved to a new position where he's still in a probationary period, and he just got canned. He just got a notice of termination. The letter said the agency finds, based on your performance, that you have not demonstrated that your further employment at the agency would be in the public interest. Now, this guy has, he says, I was a first sergeant. My job was to take care of troops, making sure they were paid, fed, and slept. Why is this happening to me? I've been here too long for this to be happening. Why? Why do this? We call this Pearl Harbor. Well, yeah, I mean, the reason to do it is because you've got to lay off 1,000 people at the President's administration. Because those people draw paychecks, and those paychecks, the money for those paychecks could be used to fund another tax cut for Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Come on, you've got two billionaires running the country. You've got a multi-millionaire in the vice president. You've got a handful of billionaires in Trump's cabinet. They all want the damn tax breaks. And screw the VA. None of them are veterans anyway. Certainly Trump and Musk. I hope you still feel small so, when you stand beside me. When would we care about, whenever Veterans Administration, about American veterans? Trump makes fun of them. He calls them suckers and losers. Me that you'll give faith. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up the calls right after this. Stay with us. And when you
get the choice to sit it out. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us. Picking up your calls right after this. Stay with us.
Plus, get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation is free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Imagine home. Smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream you all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see
it. The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever
clubs
you
are coming together for a great cause. Podcasts. Join them for a
out here in the middle of these acres,
in support
it can
of
feel
Jennifer
like you're the only person on earth.
February 23rd,
that's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health.
At
but you don't have to feel alone.
The community
find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Come
share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook,
Ithaca, and
Instagram.
Benefit Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12.
Hey
this is Dave Grant with Civic
Carmelo
Media.
Anthony,
I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Southwest in Baraboo.
Good
the
news.
The router was free.
You're innocent
the
proof
setup
of guilt.
Was so easy.
If you can pay your
and
bill.
The speed good is
news.
Incredible.
You go home to wait to trial.
U.S. Cellular's
if you
home internet
sorry,
for my live morning
you go to jail
show.
To wait.
Whether from my
but
house
sure,
or
you
from
still
the
presume
cottage.
Innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you lost your freedom.
That's not right.
And that's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting in cash bail. Because freedom
help us
should be free.
Check it
brought
out.
To you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store. Then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I always have a feeling when I get gone, I get real gone.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always...
I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up. Take a shot that you wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe it'd be as messed up as me. All alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you ain't got the truth from a reason nobody leaves your head.
Hey!
News from the center, WRCE.
She was wasting her time.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. No answers yet as to why a Delta Airlines plane out of Minneapolis crash-landed upside down at Toronto Pearson Airport Monday. The airport's fire chief, Todd Aiken.
My name is Brian, and there's no cross-end conditions.
All 76 passengers and four crew managed to get out of the plane alive, at least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries non-life-threatening. A federal judge in Washington denying a request to temporarily bar individuals associated with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive student loan records maintained by the Department of Education. And sources say the top official at the Social Security Administration stepped down after a clash with Musk, and they were seeking the Doge team access to an internal data system which includes sensitive personal information of Americans. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the death toll has risen to 12 after flooding from torrential rains in the state and another powerful storm sweeping across much of the country this week. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Hard Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Badgers get national attention. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month, head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. That's the exciting part. And they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
I've been fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
It's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory until 10 a.m. Tuesday. In the overnight, mostly clear skies with lows between 15 and 20 below. Wind chills nearing 30 below with a northwest breeze. Sunshine and mid-single digits on Tuesday. Right now, it's 11 below.
Earl Ingram.
Yeah, Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration has targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. This is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to climb.
I'll face a hurricane without nets. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time on Overtime with Maggie Dunn, do we really need to know what's going on with avian flu? Also, should pardons of the January 6th rioters apply to murder plots and child porn charges? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Now is the time to stock up and save up to
percent off. It's got really great benefits to CBD. It's saving up to 40% on everything. This is CBDistillery.com. I'm going to go VIP at CBDistillery.com. VIP for 40% off everything, including their store benefits. It's all available in Idaho, Ireland, so CBDistillery.com.
She looks great in sunglasses. She looks great in anything. anything.
Yeah, well,
she's, I want a piece of chocolate.
I know you have a tech background.
Take me to a movie.
And
she's,
you know,
I can't find a thing to wear.
I don't
now
know.
And then she's moving. She's a Saturn with a sunroof.
The treasury system
brown
to
hair
figure out your taxes.
She's a soft place to land.
You know, mailing you all kinds
good
of notices
and all. She's a warm conversation
well, now
that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving, and she's everything I ever wanted. Everything I need. I talk about her.
Church
girl on Sunday. She's across the round
after the inauguration.
A custom because it's Monday. She's a bubble bath
in
candles. Baby, come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine. And she's feeling kind of tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be. Stealer of the covers. She's a picture on my wall. My own children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding. I'm on her knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer. She's the song that I play. And she's everything I ever wanted. Everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on. She's that wooden rocking chair.
Well, clearly,
right,
you know,
right
the goal
beside
here is to destroy
every
the
day
state,
passes,
destroy the
I only love her
state.
More.
I mean, that's this is
she's
this
the
is
one
a,
that I'd lay down my own life for.
Blow or
and she's everything I ever wanted. And everything
and
I need.
Protections.
Everything.
This was the, you know, the Democratic Attorney General. Maria, I've got a little while, but thank you for the call.
WRCO. Thank you.
Michael in Anchorage, Alaska. Hey, Michael.
100.9.
Hey, I just had a comment about all of the classified.
I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack, one on the wheel, one around you, baby.
Sky shining off the cross, hanging from the rear of my ride. Breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You scanning through the stations, looking for that country sound. The good stuff, I stuff in the back seat. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shorn up. Hey!
Thanks for the fun.
Balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot, or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle.
Leads to better overall
sounds ridiculous,
health.
Right?
Brush twice a
but
day,
guess what?
Floss regularly,
that's exactly
and don't
what
forget to see
your
dentist.
Your human brain only
dental,
has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel,
smile.
Give Drive Schedule your undivided attention.
For regular checkup,
don't drive distracted.
Free
a message brought
exam.
To you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and
Orthodontics. The Maggie Dawn Show.
For Penn University professor and poster extraordinary Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that, but when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal records, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Hillsborough area equipment auction
Wednesday, February 19th.
It's easy to
find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Best in shoes
and
clothing.
Always streaming
Look
on
no
TuneIn
further than Mr. G's shoes
app.
And clothing in Richland
Fear
Center.
You may be missing
Mr. G's
out.
Has
We're
it all,
always streaming
from stylish
on
outfits
TuneIn
to durable work boots. Whatever you need,
live
Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square, or give them a call at 647-3543.
Mr.
G's shoes and clothing.
I feel like my life
did
a
style.
She's really a definition of life. Why love somebody?
Through all of fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out to our stations and sponsors, and let them make your list of new ones.
cloth is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types and make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup, etc. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, and it mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the morning. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen with over a million happy customers. Has over 8,000 five-star reviews and 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk to a real human being with questions about usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You get 3 and 6 packs at the fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today. That's get. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Two ends at the end. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Caught up in the noise, the weight of the world had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. Turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace in the wild where the trees softly sway.
Welcome back. 15 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Victor in Grass Valley, California. Hey, Victor, what's up?
Oh, well, I wanted to talk to you about this buying and the algorithms. On when you consider that subliminal message, we're not changing any of these regulations for later.
I don't think there's anything subliminal about it. I mean, you know, when Facebook or Twitter splits their algorithms, so right-wing messages get millions of views and left-wing messages get hundreds of views. Just looking for love to stand
the test of time. Yeah, I've been looking for someone to be all mine. Oh, no logic.
Yeah, no,
so,
Thomas and Santa Maria's and Nathan Corruption.
someone to hold as I lay sleeping.
I was the Supreme Court, so as a result of that, my guess is that Glenn Trump starts to find the Supreme Court, because he's already defined both of them. That when he starts to find the Supreme Court, he's not going to have a lot of public opposition to his doing that. And that is enough. That is going to be the moment of our democracy's official growth. And where he goes from there, anybody's guess, but I'm guessing that you're going to see a lot more crackdowns on the front yard needs a lot more crackdowns on
and the telephone keeps ringing. And the boss man knows, I know it's him, and the bills ain't gonna pay themselves. Don't matter anyway,
cause
I ain't in no hurry today. Nothing wrong with an old cane fishing pole
and I think smell of early spring. The reason why Trump is putting
sit down
his,
in a fold up easy chair
right
on a quiet shaded river bank. Let the world go on without me. Having any other way, cause I ain't in no hurry.
As Trump's way of saying, I'm a tough guy.
And easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
10 joins us. We'll ask. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Delta plane crashes at Toronto's airport, flips upside down, all 80 aboard survive. Toronto Pearson Airport President and CEO Deborah Flint.
First and foremost, there was no loss of life. And this is in due part to our heroic and trained professionals, our first responders at the airport.
The next target for Elon Musk and his Doge team, the Social Security Administration. Sources say the top official at the administration stepping down after a clash with Doge employees who are seeking access to an internal data system, which includes sensitive personal information. Brutal life-threatening cold as a polar vortex descended on the Rockies and the northern plains. Wind chills now dropping below 60 below, and that's in parts of North Dakota. Vatican says Pope Francis will stay in the hospital a little while longer and will require more targeted drug treatment. Officials say the 88-year-old Pope suffering from a respiratory tract infection. This is ABC News. The impact of bird flu is forcing more restaurants to pass the cost of